We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
We've waited long enough. Like, shouldn't sports come back now? No, there's things we have to do in order to bring the stuff back.
It's just going
to
work. We just got to stay safe and obviously be as cautious as we can.
There is an expectation that more players will drop out.
In communicating with people around college football, there is an extreme nervousness, not about getting to the end of the season, but getting to the beginning of it.
We still want to know, like, how's everything going to function and work?
We have to first figure out, how do we get back in the locker room?
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, everybody. Just got the MFers this week. No Ordway.
Oh, yeah.
Foyer is back.
It seems like my vacation just got extended another week. I mean, I feel like...
No little Earl.
Although I did talk to... We did hear from a little Earl earlier today.
Yes.
But no, it's just us. Like it should be.
Roll around you a nice little couple days, relax a little bit.
I tell you what, the only thing about
in the house?
Way too much tequila. I think I'm officially done with the tequila. I think I'm done with all alcohol.
It was a big weekend then, huh?
It was a real big weekend.
Jeez.
I'm done with all alcohol. I'm done with all desserts, fried foods, fast food, chips, Doritos, you name it. I'm done with all of it.
Nice.
I'm going on a total body cleanse starting like maybe tomorrow.
All right. I like that.
I'm still going
to
gorge.
Actually, I used it like, I think it was like Easter where I was like, okay, I got to stop. It's been like 5-6 weeks, and I've been trying to be nice since then. So it's been all right. But I don't know about you, but when we left, you took off, so you missed Thursday, Friday. It was just Ordway and us, and we're sitting around. We're waiting for maybe some test results from Major League Baseball. Do you think baseball is back? Did you feel it? Do you feel spring camp? Back down there at Fenway, do you feel the excitement? Do you see the videos of everybody look like
ants? I haven't seen them, yes.
Can't see a goddamn thing in the field. Like, this is J.D. Martinez hitting Xander. I'm like, yeah, I'll take your word for it. I can't see anything.
Yeah, what I really liked was just all the Instagram posts, Twitter feeds, videos of guys showing their locker. Like, their lockers that are in the suites. Like, I wonder who has a WEEI suite. That's what I really want to know.
We haven't found that out yet. Huh?
Two guys to a locker. And it's actually, as far as lockers go, I mean, it's pretty nice. I mean, it's like a two-person quad like I used to have in college. Two guys to a room. You share one bathroom. And there was two other guys. And, you know, so four guys for one bathroom. But, I mean, you got a flat-screen TV all to yourself. You got plenty of space. You got an unbelievable view. But you have to walk almost like, it feels like 2 miles uphill. 5 flights of stairs to get to in spikes.
So
there's nothing.
I had somebody ask me over the weekend, do you think baseball's coming back? And I think Friday, my first positive thing I saw, I don't know if you saw this, but so the test results came back. You know, we knew they tested Wednesday. I predicted that it was going to be close to 20%. So I thought like people coming in from all over the country, the results were going to be outrageous. Basketball had about what, just over 5%, maybe 6%. I thought baseball was going to be way more than that. They did 3,185 tests. Only 38 came back positive. 31 players, 7 staff members. Of 19 teams. Apparently, there were 11 teams that didn't have anybody. And I actually felt good about it. And I said, you know what? Wow, that's step one. I was completely wrong. That 1.2% positives. So I think my response to this individual was, I think you're going to be good here during this summer camp. I think you're going to be fine. The question is when you get to the season and, you know, you got to start traveling, that could be the issues. Seems as though I might have been wrong, though, because there's plenty of issues right now in Major League Baseball. I don't know if you saw this or not, but
the Bad News Bears music.
So they come back with these numbers. So they test on Wednesday. They test again on Friday. Every other day they're going to do these testing to keep everybody, to make sure that, you know, Nobody gets positive. If they do, we can pull them. You've got teams like the Nationals, the Astros, the A's, the Angels. They haven't got their results back yet. So they've been canceling practices. So this idea that we're going to test these guys every day or every other day, it sounds great. But if you don't get the results back, what good is it? They have no results, Christian. They don't know if guys are positive or negative. So they just canceled summer camp. They only got 3 weeks of camp as it is.
Yeah. I know, but
it is. It's a bad news freaking Bears.
It is. But I would say this, though. It's funny the fact that you're nobody's there to administer the test.
Well, that's with the Angels.
Yeah,
so the Angels were waiting for their testers to show up, and they never did.
See, that to me
so
is
they
more
tested themselves.
Bad news bearish. Yeah, like so, and they all have to spit into this little like I don't know if you've ever seen the 23andMe DNA test, but it's a little spittoon, a little plastic long cylinder spittoon. It looks like a test tube. Yeah, you spit into it. Maybe two or three times, something like that, and you send it off, and it tells you where you're from. But they have to do this, like, I don't know, what seems like, you know, 30 times before they can actually stop. So nobody's there to administer the test. So when I first read this, I said, oh, whoa.
It was a long weekend, 4th of July.
Were they nervous? But you've been working on this for so long. You've been making sure all your ducks are in a row. Everything was set and ready to go. And the most important thing was testing, right? Most important thing. Nobody's there to test these guys.
Yeah.
I'm actually amazed that they still did the test. So because they had the test, they spit to the little test tube, they boxed it up, and they sent it up to where? Like Canada somewhere, something crazy.
I think it was a local lab, but now they're sending it to Utah.
Utah, yeah, sending it to Utah. So it's not even like, I would think that you would do the test, someone would be in like an RV, like a Breaking Bad RV, and then they would sit there, and then they would diagnose it, and then they would give you results in 10 minutes. I didn't think they would actually send it out, make you wait, and then tell you. To me, it should be instantaneous.
Don't you think they would have like a local lab? Like maybe MLB?
They should have like a blood mobile. Like, you know the blood mobiles? They should have that
for each
team.
Red Sox get tested. We got hospitals everywhere. You know, I mean, if they're capable, if they're able to do it, to try to get these results back within 24 hours, like the thought would be test these guys, and before they show up the next day, you get the results back. So that way, if there is a random positive out of nowhere, you can pull the guy out.
But right away.
72 hours. I want to read Mike Rizzo, the GM of the Nationals, Washington Nationals. So he issued the following statement. He says, per MLB's protocol, all players and staff were tested for COVID-19 on Friday, July 3rd. 72 hours later, we have yet to receive the results of those tests. We cannot have our players and staff work at risk. Therefore, we have canceled our team workout scheduled for this morning. We will not sacrifice the health and safety of our players, staff, and their families. Without accurate and timely testing, is simply not safe for us to continue with summer camp. Major League Baseball needs to work quickly to resolve the issues with this process and their lab. Otherwise, summer camp and the 2020 season are at risk. Jeff Passan, ESPN, kind of said a similar thing.
Look, you're going to have bumps at the start. That's just inevitable when you're endeavoring to do 14,000 tests a week. But the Oakland A's had intake testing, Greeny, on Friday that was taken between 11 and 1 o'clock. They still do not have the results of that yet, and thus had to cancel a full squad workout yesterday and don't even know if their position players are going to get to work out today. The Los Angeles Angels yesterday just did not have the testers show up. They were supposed to take tests.
Oh my God.
They were supposed to have it sent out. Didn't happen. You see incidents like this across baseball, and when Sean Doolittle says, we got to clean it up, he's absolutely right, because this plan is only as good as the testing. And if there are flaws or errors in the testing, baseball's not going to happen this year. And I think Major League Baseball recognizes that, and I think the players recognize that. But no matter the enormity of the endeavor, they still have to get it right in order for it to work. And that's what the next couple weeks theoretically are for, to figure out how to get this thing functioning and going as smoothly as possible.
So did MLB and the union just spend so much time bickering about money that they couldn't figure out their efficient way of testing, which is probably the most important thing to keep this thing going?
I'm actually, you know, I'm
all... The testers didn't show up.
I know, and I wonder why. Were they... Were they striking? Were they just pissed off? Did someone tell them, give them the wrong time? Like, honestly, were they told the wrong date or the wrong time? I could easily see that being the problem, other than the testers just not showing up. Why would they not show up unless they just didn't know they were supposed to be there? So that, to me, seems like an Angels issue. My question is, okay, is each team responsible for the setup of their testing, the scheduling of their testing, when it's done, where it's done, how long it's going to take place? Or is it are they all under one big giant umbrella? Because I would like to ask the Angels, you know, front office, who's in charge of setting up the testing? So to me, that makes the entire league look stupid. That makes the entire league look like nobody knew what the hell they were doing.
That's the whole point. I mean, you got to figure this thing out. Like, I, you know, 72 hours. I would think you'd want to know, get the results back before you jump back onto the field. You know, I don't understand how they think they can make this thing work by doing it the way they're doing it. Like, it just snuck up on them? By the way, how quickly do we have enough testing? Yes, check, good. How quick can we get the results back? I don't know.
Well, but they're not really allowed to do anything until those tests come back.
I mean, you've got guys like Doolittle. So the Nationals, they already been tested once. He's been tested twice. He doesn't even know the results of either test yet. So they come back. How the results? Actually, good news, bad news. Good news is the first test, you were negative. Unfortunately, the second test, you were positive. When's he find that out? Like 3-4 days from now?
I know.
After he's hanging out in the Entercom suite at Fenway Park, if you're a Red Sox player. And the guy you've been hanging out with. Yeah. Now you got to worry about him too, and you got to worry about the guy he was hanging out with.
What is the Alex Speer, you know, margin, the percentage of margin for error when it comes to this? Because Alex Speer will always give you some data-based like analysis of everything baseball related.
Oh well, listen, don't even get me, because then you know there was false negatives. You know the only reason why that number was down was false negatives. You know, but if the number was 500, we wouldn't be talking about false positives. So we got to get your mind right. As for the Red Sox, so teams are not allowed to release the names of guys that are positive unless the players apparently agree to, you can tell everybody who it was. So the Red Sox had two guys, Darwinson Hernandez and Josh Taylor. You know, two relievers that they're going to be counting on, especially early in the season when you need innings from your bullpen. Erod is a guy who I right away was like, he's the guy that's going to get it. I don't know why, just given his history,
he'll step in it.
As it turned out, he didn't even come up to Boston. Because apparently he's been hanging out with a guy or somebody that tested positive for COVID, wherever he is. I think he might be in Florida. I'm not sure. I shouldn't say that. So they said, stay there and get tested before you even come back. We don't know the results of that test yet. And based on everything else, that could be 72 hours. I have no clue. I just saw Bobby Dalbec hasn't been working out.
Renicki
gave no reason.
Yeah.
What that means to me is that Dalbec hasn't talked to him yet to allow him to release his name yet. So there are players. There's more players. Joey Gallo out in Texas, he's positive. So this 38% positive tests, I'm like, what are we basing that off? Intake. There's some teams that don't even have their results back. So what was a positive for me on Friday has turned into absolute chaos here on Monday and question whether they can even get through this so-called summer camp. All right, listen, Fourier Maloney, there's no Ordway. It's the MFers, 617-779-7937. And if this testing struggles continues, there could be some more uncertainty from some of the big-name players in the league. A couple of guys that used to play here in Boston have been in the news recently. One of those guys opted out. We'll get into those. You'll hear those comments when we come back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Or Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier. Bring it back. You even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
My mindset is to play. You know, I want to play. It's just a tough situation. You know, I got to play it by ear. You know, you never know what could happen tomorrow or the next day. There's an outbreak or just a lot of questions I don't know the answers to. We want to play. It's going to come down to how safe we're going to be. If there's an outbreak or something happens, you know, these next few weeks, you definitely got to consider. I definitely got to reconsider. There's a lot of questions. I love baseball, but I got to do what's right for my family sometimes. And, you know, majority of the time, I got to do everything for my family. And, you know, it's going to be a tough decision if something happens up down the road. I talked to a lot of guys across the league, and they're texting me a lot. I'm not going to name any names, but just, you know, it's just a crazy – they're all thinking the same thing. Is this going to work? We just got to stay safe and obviously be as cautious as we can.
That was Mike Trout. He's not sure. Best player in the league, and I arguably said before the career is over, maybe the best player to ever play, is having doubts whether he wants to play again this year. And I think you're seeing it. You're seeing more of it. Chris Bryant's another one, just released a statement and basically saying this was kind of supposed to be the easy part, and I would agree with him. You know, I mean, they're not traveling yet. They've just got to come in here and get tested. But as you mentioned, you know, 72 hours. You can't go 3, 4, 5 days without getting the results of the tests. Supposed to be tested every other day. I mean, you got a 3 or 4 day lag time on every single test.
See,
you got Mike Trout, you got Chris Bryant, you got others who were thinking of not playing now.
See, and I saw Mike Trout, Mike Trout's mom posted a picture of him running the bases with a mask on.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, if Mike Trout can run the bases and play baseball with a mask on, then you can too when you go to the store, paraphrasing on this one. But I think the biggest issue that Major League Baseball, one of the other big issues, because I feel like there's a lot now, is that once the stars start opting out, then you're really going to have a, well, geez, they're not playing. Well, then, and I really shouldn't say stars. I should say stars with a lot of money. Stars that don't need the money.
Yeah, that's what you're
guys
seeing.
Like David Price. I don't need the money. I don't need the headache. I don't need the inconvenience. I'm going to wait. Hell, it's almost August. What do I care? I don't want to play baseball for 2 months, 60 games. What, I'm going to get ramp my body up for what, 6 starts maybe? Yeah. I don't even know what that number is going to be.
Speaking of David Price, he has opted out. And he sent this actually on July 4th. He sent this. He tweeted this out.
Happy birthday, America.
Yep. Dear Dodgers Nation, after considerable thought and discussion with my family and Dodgers, I have decided it is my best interest of my health and my family's health for me to not play this season. I will miss my teammates. We'll be cheering them throughout the season and on to a World Series victory. I'm sorry I won't be playing for you this year, but look forward to representing you next year. Stay safe, be well, be kind. Go Dodgers. Love, David Price. Now, my thought throughout this whole thing was everyone's situation is different. And if a guy doesn't want to play, then I think you should respect it. And for some reason, when I saw this, I just... You know, I listen, if he doesn't want to play, he doesn't want to play, but it's David Price. And I was kind of like, oh,
the
Jesus.
Antenna go up.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I didn't have a problem with Ryan Zimmerman not playing. Joe Ross, Ian Desmond, all these guys.
You don't even care if Mike Trout is questioning whether he's going
to
come back.
Yeah, but just it was something with Price. And again, this goes back to how you just feel about an individual. The guy doesn't want to play. All right, I don't have a problem with anybody else playing. Why do I have a problem with David Price not playing? But I did. And then I thought about it, and I was like, whatever. You know, the guy's arm is whatever. He could probably use the entire year off. Probably be healthy next year. But we said this before, a long time ago, when these teams come back, these stars are going to almost be not guilted into it. And I know everyone's got their own, you know, reasons why they don't want to play. But I guess I am surprised that teams are coming back and, like, stars are like, yeah, good luck. Like David Price, good luck. Well, the Dodgers have a better chance if you played. But again, it goes back to, listen, if you don't want to play, don't play. But I feel like even people have that feeling about those guys, had a different feeling when David Price said it.
See, I think it's almost like three categories I was trying to think about. There's the psychos. The psychos are, they don't care what is going on. They are playing no matter what. You cannot create a crazier set of circumstances. They're playing. You want my locker room up here? You want it over there? We're playing. And those are the J.D. Martinez's of the world, because I think he's playing no matter what. America.
Mm-hmm.
There's the haves, which is the rich. I got a lot of money. I made $30 million, $25 million. I don't need the aggravation. Those are the David Prices of the world. And then there's the have-nots, the guys that they need the money. although it's at a decrease. They cut their pay. They need the money. They need the exposure. And maybe they're the maybe they're a free agent. They need to be on the field. They can't come up with an excuse. Even though they have one, they can't even use the excuse because they need it so badly. So, listen, this is the year when everybody gets a pass. The same thing happened with me when I heard David Price. I'm like, of course, David Price. What a wimp. Right. He's such a baby.
I think a lot of people.
He's got the sniffles because they think he's got hay fever. He's like, no matter. It's got to be the perfect situation. Can't be too hot. Can't be too cold. It's got to be perfect. All right, it's the three little bears. He's Goldilocks.
But
he's
did you have
for
that
the
same,
perfect situation?
But did you have that same feeling about other guys opting out?
No. When I heard when I heard Trout, I know Trout's wife is expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's legitimate.
Well, Dave's got a couple young kids.
Okay, but is his wife pregnant?
Oh, boy.
I mean, but I feel like they all got kids.
No, the point is that I didn't have a problem with anybody opting out. And then when I saw the price, just an emotional reaction came over me. I'm over it. Listen, if he wants to opt out, so be it. The more and more I look at it now and I say, oh, my God, like, how good does that trade look at this point? Like, one of the guys, and I think the Red Sox, they're still, they owe him like $5.7 million this year that I don't think they have to pay him because he's not playing. I don't know how it affects anything. But all I know is that you got three players for a guy in David Price who opted out this year, who now has, what, 2 or 3 years left in his deal, and Mookie Betts, who they might only get for 60 games, if there even is 60 games. But I keep going back to the feeling of, I felt really good Friday when I saw these numbers. That, wow, we can get through this stage. This is supposed to be the easy part. And now, again, it creeps in that, do they even get this thing off and running?
Oh, I still feel good about it.
You think they still play?
I have not wavered since the start of this thing.
I don't feel good about it.
That they will play. It will be clunky. It will be up and down. But I most definitely think they will play. And the main reason is there's too much at stake. That's it. If there was nothing at stake and nobody was losing any money, then I would say, you know what? They would just punt on the entire season. What do we care? They would just punt on it. But there's too much at stake. Too many people are relying on this season for so many different things. So there's no way. It's too big to fail. It's too big. They won't let it fail. So fine. The Angels, they don't have their testers come. Big deal. Somebody screwed up. Somebody's probably going to get reprimanded. Slap on the wrist, whatever. They won't miss again. Now, other than that, I think games are going to be played. So the players have to walk up 5 flights of stairs to go to their locker room in their spikes, which is crazy. I don't know about you. I am 100% optimistic about it. You know this. Since the beginning, I've been saying they were going to figure it out. They were going to fix it. Even Manfred's admission last week, how he basically just admitted that it was going to be 60 games no matter what. And I'm sitting there going, well, what was all the fuss about? You put us through this whole song and dance, and you knew there was only going to be 60 games no matter what?
But doesn't it, like, right now it seems like everything is a go down there, Fenway Park. Everything, the guys are throwing simulated games. You know, they're talking about this guy looks good. This guy looks, you know, Verdugo's back is fine. McHugh is going to be healthy, so you got an added arm to the rotation. Yeah, they lost a couple guys in that bullpen. We'll see how long it's going to take for them to come back. Hopefully Erod does. But it just goes to show you that everything could be great in Boston with the Red Sox. But if everything falls apart with the Rangers or the Rays or the Angels or the Nats, like, doesn't really matter what's going on in Boston. You know what I mean? So everything could be perfect in Boston.
Well,
but it's
to me,
chaos in every other city, and they're going to shut it down. This isn't, again, this is why I always felt golf will survive. Golf will be fine. You're playing in a big tournament. A guy gets tested positive, you pull him out. You still got 155 individual companies working. Here, if one of the 30 is chaos, you can't play.
Well, the other thing is that it really is. It comes down to ownership, management, protocol, how disciplined you are, how important it is for you to do things the right way, how serious the players take it. Are you a young team? Are you an old team? I would say the older teams would probably be more disciplined than the younger teams, who are probably more reckless, a little bit get antsy, you know, don't have anything to do at night, don't have anything during the day. They constantly need stimulation. The older guys with an older manager and a veteran team, yeah, they probably don't have as many issues. That to me is there's going to be a lot of variables.
Yeah.
And I just think it's good. Get it out of the way. Get all the issues out of the way early. If you're going to catch it now. If you have to cancel a practice, cancel it now. So you don't end up being completely, you know, too far behind.
Well, the problem is now, I mean, you've already got two relievers. You know, you could have a starter in Erod. Camp's only 3 weeks. You know, every single day that these camps are canceled in other cities, you know, it was one less day to prepare for a season in which it's short anyways. Your pitchers can't afford to lose 2 weeks. So I'm not feeling good about baseball. I'm still not. I felt great Friday, but the testing is an issue. They're not getting the results back. Christian feels better about it.
You got to stop. You got to either decide to either enjoy the roller coaster ride.
I'm enjoying watching BP because every day I feel like it's the last day I can watch it. How's that? These videos, I'm watching everybody.
You're so pessimistic.
I'm watching.
You know, you need to take the Dan Roach approach.
What is that? Just everything is happening.
Everything is, yes. Everything is.
The Dan Roach approach is he's not even going to enjoy the Cape. He said he's not going over the bridge because there's no Cape League. That's a Dan. He's not even going to enjoy a beach on Cape Cod because there's no Cape League.
Oh, so he's rebelling now.
He's rebelling. So he's not enjoying life. He's just staying inside more. It's killing him.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'm good without that.
All right, we'll get more into baseball as well as we get going here, but we're coming up next. No Ordway today, so it's just Maloney and Foray. I want to hear from you guys because I'm trying to figure out if the NFL is going to face some of the same issues the MLB did. Could they possibly screw this up as well? The NFLPA made some recommendations that I'm not so sure we quite understand. We'll explain what those are when OMF continues right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On Twitter,
at Lou Maloney.
I obviously agree with Lou.
But what? I don't know what the hell I even said.
Back to OMF.
On WEEI.
All right, welcome back to OMF, No Ordway. We were just talking about some of the issues that Major League Baseball has, even though their summer camp has begun, as teams around the country, four or five different teams, are still waiting on results and are canceling practices because someone's up to 72 hours and they haven't even got results back yet. So then we sort of turn, I kind of feel like, Christian, NFL is starting to step up to the stage. You know, they've been able to hide for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And now it seems to be like they're kind of, it's their turn, and now you're starting to hear some of the concerns that people have around the league about starting up their season.
Yeah, and didn't you think that the NFL had the best position in the whole race? They had the calendar on their side. They could sit back and wait for Major League Baseball, NHL, and NBA to fumble their way through starting, create all these different atmospheres, create all these different alternatives and different circumstances, let them screw it up, find out the right way to do it, and then what you could do as the NFL is learn from their mistakes, not from your own. But you were going to learn from their mistakes. So you were going to measure three times and cut once instead of measuring 10 times and cutting five times.
Well, can't they still do that?
They can.
Look what just happened with Major League Baseball over the weekend. So we're going to test guys every other day. You think the NFL is sitting there saying, okay, we see what's going on in baseball. Testing isn't the problem every other day. Getting the results back is. How do we do that better?
Well, again, that's my point. So it's seeming that – so my when I woke up this morning, all I felt was, oh, no, the NFL, you know, they're going to do the same stupid things that Major League Baseball did. Because I knew Major League Baseball players are dumb. I did not think for a second that NFL players would be as dumb as Major League Baseball players, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't know. It seems like they're negotiating against themselves right now. Because what it looks like is Roger Goodell and the NFL have decided they're going to get rid of two preseason games. Gee, I wonder where I heard that before.
I believe you had that before.
I think I had it before.
See, you missed it. Yeah. That news broke while you were away.
Where Florio I was away.
Had it.
Yep, yep.
Even though you've been saying it for about weeks leading up to it.
Yeah, so whatever, fine. But it looks like what has been determined, but there's nothing's been signed off on yet, is that they're going to get rid of the first preseason game and the fourth preseason game. So you're going to keep number two and number three, which basically gives each team almost 2 weeks and some odd days before the first regular season game. And I would say that those games are even at odds. But here's what kind of cracks me up is that the NFLPA, they're opposed to a two-game preseason. It says the NFLPA Board of Representatives unanimously voted to recommend that the league scrap the remaining two games altogether. This is per Dan Graziano. And they what they want to do is go directly from training camp into the regular season slate of games in September.
No preseason games.
Zero. The proposal breaks down as follows, and it covers the entire month of August and intentionally leaves room for even a single preseason game. No games whatsoever. So here's how they want to work it out. The first 3 days, you're going to get medical and equipment. So you're probably going to get tested, get your physical, get all your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have 21 days basically doing strength and conditioning, which was basically your off-season conditioning program, which is now going to take place over 21 days. Just strength and conditioning. So weights and running.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're going to have 10 days of unpadded practice, which is basically your OTAs that you didn't have in the spring. So all those OTAs that everybody skipped, you're installing, and you're going to have 10 days of unpadded practices, which is going to be a lot of individual work and probably some 7-on-7, but nothing real. But it's OTAs. OTAs in the summer. Then here comes the good stuff. Here comes when the work happens. Here comes the air. Now we're going to put some work in. So for 14 days, you're going to have practice. 10 sessions max. So in 14 days, you're only going to have 10 practices. Hold on. And only 8 padded practices. So out of those 14 days, you're going to have 8 padded practices. And then you're going to begin week 1 of the 2020 season like they planned on doing.
That's what the NFLPA is proposing. So the other 4 days, you said 10 practices in 14 days. Is that like film?
No, those are off days?
It's
not stated in here, but I'm sure it's off days because, God forbid, you practice in pads 2 days in a row. You have 14 days of 8 padded practices. 10 sessions max. 10 sessions.
That's going to get you ready for a season?
So, yeah. So, 8 practices in pads. Now, remember, time is still limited. You can't go out there for 5 hours. You're still under a time constraint. You still got to have this all done under 3 hours. Really, like 2 hours and 45 minutes. They're not adding time to these 8 padded practices. So in those 8 padded practices, 8, you have to do. I mean, it really is hilarious, the fact that the NFLPA actually sent this in and actually asked for this, recommended this. They all know that they're not going to get it. They've already agreed to two preseason. The NFL has already said, listen, we can't do 4 preseason games. We've got to do 2. How in the hell are you going to be ready for a regular season game?
Now, remember,
you're not doing any, you're not practicing against another team. No team's coming up, and you're not getting those 3 padded practices.
Are huge.
Enormous. Situational practices create all the different scenarios you want.
I mean, basically,
under a controlled environment.
3 or 4 years, teams have been doing a lot of that. We saw in New England they did a lot of it. So you were getting almost, like the people have always said, those practices you get more out of than maybe even on that Friday night when you play or Saturday night whenever your preseason game is. But you are basically having 6 games, right? A couple during the week, you play that team again. On the weekend, then the other 2. So you almost had 6 games to get ready. The starters doing these controlled practices, the kids playing the weekends. That's how they were doing it. They're going to go. So some teams are going to go from basically 6 games against opponents to none. What's that going to look like week 1?
Yeah, and I say that they're dumb because they actually think this will fly. Not only with the owners and the NFL, but they know that they cannot go out and play games without active reps, without live tackling, without getting your timing down, without getting used to wearing your helmet and hitting another person. They know this. So, and every single player, as much as they hated camp, as much as they hated the grind of camp, which is not even a grind anymore, they know that they need those reps. Live action, short yardage reps, red zone reps, goal line reps, 2-minute reps, first and second down, blitz periods with live bodies coming at you full speed trying to knock your block off. They know that they need it. Yeah, so I don't understand why they asked for it. So it doesn't make any sense. We're all going to concede and realize that we're not going to have as many bodies, we're not going to have as much time, so we need to kind of get rid of some of these preseason games. We said that weeks and weeks and weeks ago, just because by a practical standpoint, you weren't going to physically have enough time to install and practice. It was impossible.
I don't know if you saw Shefty tweet out at the end of last week that he doesn't believe in talking to teams that anyone's going to bring 90 players into camp. Nobody. He's heard as low as 75, 80. And is that just because we can't possibly look at everybody? So why bring in that many players? Even though we all admit that they're going to need, to extend a practice squad or almost have some taxi squad somewhere in case things happen. But is that why teams aren't bringing in 90 guys, 75, 80? Because they just can't possibly look at those guys. They want to get a good look on the 75 that they have in camp.
But I would also say reps are at a premium. You just don't have as many reps to spare. So I'm the starter. I need at least, just call it 70% of the practice reps, okay? And I'm being conservative with that. I need 70%. There's not 70% to give. Like, now I need 95. I need all of them, to be honest with you, because they're at a premium. They're just not that many reps. There's not as many practices. There's damn sure ain't a lot of padded practices. So I'm going to give you some undrafted guy, my reps, and you're not going to be on the team. They're just at a premium now, so you can't spare them. So I don't know it boggles my mind that they actually recommended this. And the NFLPA is actually humoring them saying we're gonna hear it out.
I want you to hear Devin McCourty. He talked about it a little bit on his double coverage podcast over the weekend. He talked about some of the concerns he has in just starting up the season and brings up the preseason as well.
I think the preseason games is like 4-2. Like, that is one. But I just don't think that matters. Like, we have to first figure out, how do we get back in the locker room? When we go back, are we straight to training camp?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.